This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk to Paul Emig now, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and Gold analyst Paul Emig is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. What's up, Paul?
Bill, man, how are you?
Doing well. So we were sitting here talking a little bit earlier with Brian Billick about some of the matchups of this upcoming contest as we start to look forward to the 49ers and the Packers on Sunday night, which seems like it'll never get here. Doesn't it seem like right. We should be on Thursday and it's only Tuesday?
Yeah, it'd be great. That'd be game time, man.
I can't wait. I just absolutely can't wait. So if you're looking at this as we start to move forward, now if they get Kittle back and Emmanuel Sanders is healthy, it changes things defensively for the Packers, no doubt about it. But if they don't, hey, the Packers are coming into this thing, for the most part, pretty healthy right now. So, to me, the biggest matchups, the thing to watch, is going to be those outside linebackers against the bookends of the Green Bay Packers on the offensive line of Bakhtiari and Bulaga. Aaron Rodgers not just focusing on Devontae Adams, if indeed Richard Sherman draws that task more often than not, and looking to other guys like Aaron Jones and such out of the backfield, Jimmy Graham maybe down the field, that type of thing, move the sticks. But I keep saying the first couple of series for the Packers, those scripted plays, put points on the board, make them chase you, and that may turn Garoppolo into a turnover machine. Is that the way you see this game going, or is it going to be really tight and it's going to be a hard-fought one right down to the very end?
Well, I like one of the first things you mentioned especially, because that's where I'm at. I think if the Packers lose this game, it's because San Francisco's front seven wrecked the backfield. You know what I mean? If the offensive line as a whole, and I know you mentioned specifically the San Francisco ends and getting after Bulaga and Bakhtiari, but I think this, Bill, you're going to love this, man. We're going to click here at this moment. This is a trenches game. You know, it just is. Because San Francisco's defense, you talked about Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman's fine. You know, at this point in his career, he's a name, and he's good, but, he's not the guy that, remember, like, what was that, 2012, 2013, when Rodgers literally wouldn't throw to his side of the field?
Right.
Like, he wouldn't even look to his side of the field. I mean, that player, and that player, once elite, is still, I mean, the fact that he's still in the league is good for him, and San Francisco got themselves a good player in free agency, but it's not the Richard Sherman we remember. What San Francisco has the ability to do is wreck the backfield for Green Bay, both in their passing game and in the running game. Now, I was looking at some stats today on Pro Football Focus. The interior of the offensive line for Green Bay, especially Elgton Jenkins and Corey Linsley, Bill, I'm going to put you on the spot. Sight unseen, how do you think the pass blocking of the interior of the offensive line for Green Bay has been this year? What's your
I have to be honest. I have to be honest. I saw it.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. They have given up nothing.
Yeah. Thanks for not cheating, because that would have spoiled it, right?
I saw that article and I almost fell over. They have given up. Those two guys have given up nothing this year,
nothing.
As far as the pass protection goes for Aaron Rodgers. They've been stellar.
It's been crazy. And I think, like, Billy Turner's been okay,
He's 50-50.
It's 50. I mean, he's had some good games. He's had some bad games. I mean, where would they be at this point? Who would be starting instead of Billy Turner had they not signed him? I don't think we want to know that answer. I don't think it would be good. So in that case, you could say every dollar well spent on Billy Turner, even if he's just been okay, because, what would have been otherwise, keeping in mind Lane Taylor made it all of like a week before going on IR. So, I mean, it's still a benefit there. But San Francisco, Bill, if they win this game, like, sure, Garoppolo, and sure, there's some things offensively to talk about. But, if there's something to worry about as a Packers fan, you should be worrying about San Francisco's front seven, in my opinion. Not because Green Bay's offensive line can't handle it, but I think this game is decided on the Packers' offensive line upholding or not being able to withhold against that front seven in San Francisco.
It's a terrific matchup, and I think we've been waiting for this high-profile matchup for some time. I just didn't expect it to be the 49ers. I thought it would be the Kansas City Chiefs in that matchup, and then they didn't get Patrick Mahomes, obviously. But Right. Let's just say the Packers, we believe the Packers are for real in the sense of they're a good team. But if they go and get this win, let's say Kittle comes back, Emmanuel Sanders comes back, and this team's pretty much back to full strength. Yeah. If they go in there and get this win, do they then become the number one team in the NFC with three big road victories? Four, if you really count the opener against Chicago, even though Chicago's gone downhill since. But do you then consider this the team to beat for the Super Bowl in the NFC?
Yeah, I'll put it this way. Whoever wins this game, no matter how close or blowout or anywhere in between it might be, I think the winner of this game, with all due respect, of course, to New Orleans and Seattle, and I know Seattle just beat San Francisco, but I do think when you have a high-profile matchup like this, put it this way, the NFL moved it to Sunday Night Football rather than in the afternoon for a reason. This is one of those games, Bill, where it's like, you know, if the Super Bowl NFC representative was somebody other than the 49ers or the Packers, would you be surprised at this point, Bill, if it's not one of those two teams, or do you still think Seattle and New Orleans are just as much of a threat to reach that point?
I think they're just as much of a threat, but I then think that the Super Bowl should be considered as running through Green Bay. And the reason why, and I said this before, if there's three legitimate threats in the NFC, I would consider it New Orleans, Seattle, and Green Bay. Just change the order as you feel. And the reason being is because with those three teams, you all have quarterbacks who have won Super Bowls and know what it takes to get there. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Whereas Kirk Cousins has never won more than 10 and never won in the postseason, and Garoppolo's never won more than 10 and never won in the postseason. And Garoppolo looked like a deer in the headlights against Seattle when Seattle ultimately beat him. So, to me, the three teams are New Orleans, Seattle, and Green Bay. Just mix them up, throw them in a hat and swoosh them around and then pull one out. But if Green Bay gets this win over San Francisco, to me, it becomes Green Bay's to lose.
See, I like what you said because I think we all know quarterbacks are usually the driver of how far you get. I think this 49ers team, Bill, is one that I equate to, what was that, the 2012 Baltimore Ravens that won the Super Bowl with Joe Flacco? They didn't win the Super Bowl because of Joe Flacco. I mean, Joe Flacco became an extremely wealthy man because of the Ravens winning that Super Bowl. But that was on the strength of Baltimore's defense. And I think that would be a case here. And Jimmy Garoppolo, I think, you know, young quarterback, he's obviously already got his contract. But, you know, there's a lot to prove there. The thing is that Jimmy Garoppolo isn't expected to win the 49ers a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, you would say, is still expected. It's still on him, probably, in terms of whether the Packers win it all or not. Now, of course, they have a better defense in Green Bay than what they've had in a while. But it's still Rodgers gets you there or Rodgers falters and then you don't get there. I think San Francisco can kind of let Garoppolo be a secondary piece, you know, a helpful piece, but not the guy that has to be great to get them there. And I just wonder if the 49ers win this game and they become, you know, the class of the NFC with, you know, 6 weeks to go, 5 weeks to go, I kind of look at them as, I think it was 2012, the Super Bowl was in February of 2013, Baltimore Ravens team that won on the strength of their defense and had a capable enough quarterback to do, you know, kind of do the stuff in between.
Aaron Rodgers, I think, becomes the tipping point. Do you think Aaron Rodgers right now, if you had to say Drew Brees, Russell Wilson, who's having an MVP type of season, but then Aaron Rodgers, do you think Aaron Rodgers tips the scales?
Well, you're putting him up against Brees, you're putting him up against Russell Wilson. I think each of those quarterbacks, this is not going to be like some great statement or anything, some hot take, like each of those teams desperately needs their quarterback. I know New Orleans won early in the year with Teddy Bridgewater, and that's great to have a backup quarterback who can be that capable. I can promise you Tim Boyle wouldn't have been good as what Teddy Bridgewater was in New Orleans. But these are three teams, New Orleans and Seattle and Green Bay, who have been built literally from the ground up around their quarterbacks. Who have had great years, who have had down years. I mean, New Orleans for 3 years in a row there didn't even go above 500, yet Sean Payton stayed alive and Drew Brees stayed there, and they kind of kept turning things around on their defense and everything like that. So I don't know if Rodgers tips the scale compared to those guys because they're all in that elite class of quarterback. But certainly if you were to say, how much better does the rest of the 49ers team have to be compared to the rest of the Packers team due to the difference in quarterback? I know there are people who think Garoppolo is in the Rodgers class of quarterback. Whoever thinks that, you're wrong. Like, Garoppolo, he's an above-average NFL quarterback, but they're not in the same league. But I don't know if I give Rodgers an edge, or at least a substantial edge over Breeze and Wilson. I kind of clump them in all of that sort of top five, top six elite quarterbacks of the league.
Real quick, before I let you go, I got to ask you this Sunday night matchup. It's the big game. I mean, obviously, this is short of maybe the Baltimore Ravens and New England Patriots when the Patriots fell. This is probably the biggest game that we've seen all season long. I would expect many, many eyes to be there. So do you think this being on the West Coast and the fact that the Packers are traveling on Saturday versus Friday night and the fact that sure. Matt LaFleur says, hey, look, he's not saying we're learning from our mistakes, but he's basically learning from their mistakes. Do you like the fact that he's been willing to say, you know what, hey, if this didn't work, we're going to try this? Do you like the flexibility he's shown?
Yeah. Bill, we've been saying all along that there are going to be learning curves. If you thought that Matt LaFleur is going to come in, or any rookie head coach is going to come to the NFL and not have a learning curve, you hired the wrong coach. Because you know what? Even 60-something-year-old Vic Fangio has proven how much of a learning curve there is to step in from being a tenured long-term defensive coordinator to being a head coach. I really like it. And I would bet you, Bill, that one of the things that Rodgers has particularly taken to with LaFleur is the fact that he is extremely adaptable and willing to change things and not set in his ways. And McCarthy, when you're there for 12, 13 years in one spot, hey, man, this is your show. This is your system. This is what you do. You can either get on board or you can get out of the way. LaFleur, being at his stage of his career, I don't see how any player couldn't appreciate how open he is. I mean, even like Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith have talked about it with some of the culture things and the music at practice, that LaFleur is an open book and he's willing to change things on a dime. So I can't think of any reason why it wouldn't be a great thing that he's been so open-minded about doing things differently.
Always good to chat, pal. We will chat again soon, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, Bill. See you, man.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Imigar, Green and Gold Analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.